Hi. Please, close the door behind you. I'm glad you stopped by. I need to talk to you about your term paper. Thank you for sending it in early, but frankly, I'm more than a bit upset. You plagiarized this, didn't you? I ran one of the detection programs on it, and I found matches for several messages.
Oh my god. Your face. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Yes, of course I'm teasing you. The paper was really quite excellent. You have some very, very good insights on the topic you chose. I'm really very impressed. I did, however, want to go over some of the language, though. No, don't get me wrong. Your arguments are excellent, but your writing can be a touch... circuitous. Just because you can use a complicated sentence structure doesn't mean you have to. Simplicity and directness are often the best ways to communicate your point. Let me demonstrate. I want you to fuck me. See how direct that was? No ambiguity, no convoluted phrases to parse. It might lack poetry, but certainly got your attention. No response? You've always been so quick to contribute to discussion in class. Look, we're both adults, and you're doing so well in my class, no one could possibly accuse me of accepting favors for a better grade. I'm quite confident that you haven't consistently chosen my last available office hour time on accident. You've been hoping something like this might happen. If you aren't interested, that's fine. Like I said, the paper is quite good, and I'm not about to suddenly change my mind because I misread your body language. I just thought I picked up on a certain tension between us, and I thought it was worth exploring. Well, it's certainly not encouraged, but it isn't expressly prohibited, assuming the student in question is of legal age, which you certainly are. Excellent. So, you can start by taking off your clothes slowly. I like watching. I can see the outline of your cock straining against those boxers. I can't wait to wrap my lips around it and taste you. Oh, no. Not just yet. Oh, you students are always so, so eager, in such a hurry. Don't young men ever just take their time? I want to watch you touch yourself for me. Put on a good enough show, and you'll be rewarded. Take those boxers off and stroke yourself. Slowly. Tease yourself. Up and down. And up. And down. Very good. Keep going. Just like that. You know, I saw you that time you were touching yourself in class. No, don't stop. You can speed up just a little bit while you listen to me. During midterms, you finished early, of course, and you were trying to make it look like you were reviewing what you'd written. But I saw the way you were shifting in your seat. How your left hand had dipped below the desk. How your eyes weren't quite focusing on the page. Remember how we made eye contact for just a second? I think you finished pretty quickly after that. Did I tell you to speed up? Keep the same speed. Grip yourself a little harder. Ah, yes. You're breathing a little more quickly now, just like you did that day in class. Do you think anyone else saw you? Do you think anyone else smelled your cum? I did, when you dropped that blue book off on my desk. I believe I raised an eyebrow at you, and you practically ran out of class. Oh, you're all nice and warmed up for me now. I think I'll unbutton my blouse just a little bit. You like that, don't you? Is this what you imagined was underneath those cardigans I'm always wearing? Oh, I just love a good contrast. Conservative clothing covering up ridiculous lingerie. It adds a little spice to the most mundane days. Oh, you've sped up again. I can't have that. You're not going to come before I tell you to. Hands off, now. It's my turn to play with your cock. Do you want me to suck you? Want me to take your dick into my mouth? Move my lips up and down over your shaft? Work my tongue around you until you're ready to explode? I'll take that little whimper for a yes. You really do have a perfect dick. It fills up my mouth so well. Are you enjoying this?
Silly question. I can feel that you are.
Trying to fuck my mouth. Push further down my throat. God, I'm getting so wet with your cock in my mouth. Imagining what comes next. Are you ready? Tell me you want to lick my cunt.
Oh, you'll have to do a little better than that. I could barely hear you.
Beg to taste me. Please what? Please, professor. I spent a lot of years in school earning that title, and I expect you to use it.
That was much better.
I'm just going to sit on the edge of my desk here, slide my skirt up to my hips, and just push my panties to the side. Oh, fuck. Circle my clit with your tongue, yeah. Oh, God, just like that. Lick my pussy. Oh, God. Yeah, let me rub up on your face. You like that? Oh, you like how wet my cunt is in your face? Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm so fucking close. Make me come.
You really are a good student. That was impressive. Get back in that chair. You've earned your orgasm now.
Glide my wet pussy onto your cock. Fuck. This feels amazing. This chair puts you at the perfect angle when I move my hips in little circles like this. You like this view, don't you? Watch me. Watch me fuck you. Look at me while I'm fucking you. My breasts bouncing. Oh, my fingers pinching and rubbing my nipples. Oh, fuck. You must be so close. You can't come yet. Not until I get off again. Hands behind the chair. Let me ride you hard. Oh. Fuck. Oh. God. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, yeah, I've seen the way you look at me. I know you've wanted to fuck your professor. And you like it, don't you? Oh, this is what you wanted, wasn't it? Let me come all over your cock. Yes. Fuck. Yes. That was incredible. And you haven't even come yet. Such a good student. Well, you have my permission now. Come. Yes, now. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. Oh, God. Come for me. Come. Fuck. You are such a good student. Well, that was an extremely productive meeting. Do you think you'll be able to simplify your writing a bit now? Excellent. Now, go clean yourself up and get me a second draft by next week.